The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone. And so I'm here in the fog at Spirit Rock Meditation Center in Northern California. I'm teaching a retreat currently, I'm sitting outdoors, just outdoors from the little room where I'm sleeping, living well during the retreat. And behind me, it wasn't as foggy when I first set up here, but the morning fog is coming in. It is, you see behind you the rolling foothills of Marin County, and maybe in the course of the 45 minutes, maybe the fog will clear, and maybe you'll get to see the hills. Occasionally, there'll be turkeys walking by. So happy to be here. Happy to be with you. And this week we are doing getting to the end of this Satipatthana Sutta, and we're doing the what's called the seven factors of awakening. And I'll say more about them later. But if you can think of them as the culmination of long practice of the Satipatthana, meaning practicing for a long time, not just sitting down and being introduced to mindfulness and expecting that the seven factors of awakening will arise, but that these arise through practicing and developing and settling in. And so for this meditation, imagine that all the best moments of these weeks that we've been doing Satipatthana, if you've been following along, all the best moments of your meditation are bundled together. And you feel a tremendous trust in the practice, in your ability to practice, and that you're settling down here not so much to practice mindfulness as to allow for mindfulness, to allow for a kind of natural awareness to appear, to float up, to arise. And your job is mostly to get out of the way. If you let go of thoughts and distractions, it's mostly in order to allow for the kind of level, the form of awareness which is always here. And then to be aware of, to recognize what the mind is aware of in those circumstances. So some of this can still be directed towards the breathing, but the breathing now is not something that we're working or that we're intentionally focusing on, but it's more that we're opening to it to allow the naturalness of the sensations of breathing to enter into awareness. Or to say it differently, we're noticing what sensations of anything, what experiences of anything, including breathing, arise effortlessly in the mind. In relationship to the breathing, it's kind of like the doors of awareness are open to the experience of breathing. And rather than bearing down, is what noticing what is effortlessly arising in relationship to breathing into awareness. So to take a meditation posture and to settle down by now first taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Some breaths that as you breathe in, you're gathering together all the momentum or the associations best associations of sitting down to meditate. And then as you exhale, you're letting go into the practice that arises from your body. You're letting go into the natural capacity we have to be aware that does not require intention. It requires allowing it, noticing that you are aware. Then letting your breathing return to normal. And we'll begin with a little exercise here. And that is, of all the present moment experiences that are occurring, what arises obviously, easily, effortlessly into awareness for you? What arises, maybe it's not even planned. Maybe you can't even expect it, that an itch or an ache or a pressure, a particular thought or feeling. And before there's any reaction on your part to it, notice the effortless way in which it arises in awareness. Just there. And if you notice any holding and tension in your body, rather than relaxing, see what happens if you just effortlessly are aware of it. Meaning, you're not trying to do anything or fix anything or make anything happen. And maybe you're not even holding your attention on the tension. But you recognize it's there when it arises effortlessly, and your awareness little bit maybe floats. Between different experiences. And not so much as you're directing your attention to the breathing, as you are opening the door or the window, and then you become aware, breathing comes into awareness. And becoming aware of what is obvious about breathing. And what comes effortlessly. What parts of breathing, the experience, come effortlessly to awareness? if your mind floats between different things, the sounds of the birds, my voice, anything else that's happening in the present, just allow yourself to know that now the mind is aware of that. You might be confused by these instructions, and if you are, then simply no confusion. Allow that to be there effortlessly, in awareness. When the mind becomes aware of anything, maybe there's a little movement of relaxing you can do. Relaxing, trying, letting go of the mindfulness, which is a trying or work, in favor of just keeping the doors of awareness open to receiving the experiences that float through. If you're able to be aware of what arises effortlessly, sometimes it's the more pronounced, stronger experiences of the moment. And sometimes it's the more subtle ones or the quieter ones. Sometimes the louder experiences recede to the background, and the quieter ones are what come. Sometimes the other way. Not having any choice, not choosing what to be aware of so much, is noticing that quality of the mind, that aspect of attention that seems to operate effortlessly. Quality of awareness. That you could not turn off if you stayed relaxed and present for the present moment. You can't not be aware. if you're trying to do anything, trying effortfully, see what happens if you let go of the trying and just let awareness, mindfulness, know what is obvious rather than trying to overcome a distracted mind. Relax and simply know. Simply let there be in awareness the fact that you know the mind is thinking. Keep returning to being aware of how awareness, how knowing can operate effortlessly. By noticing the new things that come into awareness, unplanned, for a moment they're there, they arise. Before you try to do anything with it, try to be mindful. There's a simple knowing, simple awareness. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, is there anything about being aware that you can recognize, that you recognize is peaceful? That you recognize is safe? Or something you appreciate, maybe even joyful. And then think of the people in your life, or the animals in your life, or the world around you. And perhaps you can wish for them to have some of the same peace, some of the same well-being or appreciation. And perhaps with your simple awareness, taking in and being aware of others, you can wish them well. And you can wish that your ability to be attentive can be a support for them. May it be through this practice that we do that we're able to bring greater safety and peace, happiness, and freedom to this world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. So I didn't bring a bell with me here outside. So maybe with this, saying thank you for being part of this, we end this sitting. Thank you.